As we continue with a half century of progress reports from Rantoul, Illinois, joining me is a longtime friend of ours, Dave Gentry from WDWS, retired now.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm still getting up early, though, so I don't know if it's worth it or not.
Once you get in that habit of getting up early, it's hard to get out of it, isn't it?
It is. It is at that. But I'm having fun.
Dave, you've had a lot of influence with the I&I Club over the years. You know all the guys and been involved with it. This is a wonderful show.
It really is, and it's really kind of making the transition now, as we thought it would, from a local show to a national show. Yeah. It's really something to see all these people from different states coming in, and people you'll talk to every time that haven't been here before, and they really get a charge out of it.
None of us thought it was going to get this big.
No, we really didn't, but Darius had a vision. Darius Harms, of course, we're talking about. You had to get out of his way, because once he came up with an idea, you were in on it.
The sky was the limit.
Yes, that's correct. We all found that out.
So you come to the Historic Farm Days and involved with a half century of progress. What's some of the highlights you've seen so far?
You know, it's just amazing to see how things have changed over the years, and different tractors and guys update their four-wheelers and all that. There's just all kinds of things that happens. It's interesting to see the changes in agriculture over the past few years. And I always tell people, when they ask me about half century of progress and farm progress, I tell them half century is the old stuff that we all get a kick out of and love to remember. And farm progress is the latest and greatest and all the stuff you need to get to keep farming.
It's hard to imagine that 1975 is considered an old tractor now. We're getting older.
It is. You know, I was out at the NAFB one time a few years ago, and they had all these tractors that had been restored and stuff. And I was like, good grief, when I started, this was new, you know. So that's just the way it goes. And these young guys like to fix up the what we call the newer stuff. Yeah.
Like I've talked to Russell many, many times, he likes his older stuff because there is probably a tractor on this ground right now that he couldn't work on.
That's true. And that's the thing that always gets me about Russell anyway, when we're doing the parades and things like that. He can sit there with no notes and tell you about every tractor that's out there. It's just amazing.
What a memory.
Yeah, it really is. It's really something to see it. And I've seen him do it many times, and I just shake my head every time.
Now, you look at this show, and look at the amount of young people that are here. This is what's great to see Dad, Grandma, and Grandpa bringing the kids out here to be able to relive history.
I've seen a lot of farmers out here, too, with, like, their grandson.
Yes.
And just one, you know. And it's just neat to see, because the kid is obviously, you know, taking all this in. And I was that way with my grandpa. I remember it vividly. This is something he would have really enjoyed.
They knew about hard work, the farmers back then.
Oh, Grandpa used to tell me stories about down around Philo where he farmed. They'd find big rocks out in the field, and they had to take those out and everything. Of course, you know, by the 60s, that was all over with. But those guys would sit there and tell old war stories about, well, we had to get this out, and we had to get a half a dozen guys, and had to get a, you know, shovel. And I'm like, wow.
And we were talking about the Caterpillars earlier in the week. And, you know, when Caterpillar came on the scene many, many years ago, this is their 100th anniversary, they were used a lot on the farms to clear out trees and hedgerows to make room for more tillable acres.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You were talking about Cat. That reminds me, 50 years ago, the Illinois State license plates, they used to change colors every year. They were black and yellow that year because Caterpillar was, I guess it was their 50th. It's amazing to see all this stuff, all the different companies we have helping us out now, and everybody's really embracing this show.
Tell me about your cool tractor you brought out.
I had my old Aisiki out yesterday. I call it a fake Ford. It's an old Japanese job. I've got two of them, and they say they shipped them to the U.S. Now, I haven't proven this, but they'd ship them in 55-gallon drums, the parts for them, and a guy down in Villa Grove took them and assembled them.
How long have you had it?
About 4 years, I believe. I bought them both at the same time. Guy was using them to mow out on the farm, and he updated.
You got to drive in the parade yesterday. It was pretty cool.
It was, you know, and those things are so much fun. They're little three-cylinder job, and they're real easy on fuel and everything. It's just fun to run them around a little bit.
You know, at this show, you'd be hard-pressed to not find something that would interest someone in the family. I mean, whether the entertainment tent or, of course, the big tractor pulls every night.
That's true, and a lot of people like to look at these older tractors and remember what their dad started out with or what their grandpa used to use when they were a kid. It's just fun to see.
You know what's amazing to me, and I know you'll agree with this is all done by volunteers, this show, and the I&I guys all work together, guys and gals for that matter, because they have the ladies auxiliary, to put this together, not only to organize it, but then to implement it.
It is something. They've kind of got it down to a science now, but boy, the first couple of years, you remember what that was like here. It was pretty crazy because we were trying to figure out how to do some of these things. Now it's second nature, but at the time, we were a little scared.
Oh, it was growing pains, as they call it.
Yeah, it sure was.
Well, it's always a pleasure catching up with you, sir. I wish you well in your retirement. Hopefully I'll get there one of these years.
Oh, yeah. It'll come before you know it.
So what are you planning on doing with more of your spare time?
Well, I seem to fill most of it right now. My dad used to tell me, I don't know how I worked because I'm so busy now. Yeah. I don't know what I can do, but it's fun. I'm still doing a little radio here and there, and so we're going to continue with that, and it's just fun to be able to get out and do more things now.
Always good to see you, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Dave Gentry joining us, one of our radio friends for many, many years from WDWS. He's now retired. You come on out to Half Century Progress. It's going on full-fledged this afternoon. Don't forget, Max will have his special entertainment going on at 4 o'clock in the tent. $10 to get in, and remember, the field demonstrations are going on till about 4:30, and then we'll have the tractor pulls this evening. We'll give you another report a little bit later on. Park it here on the official voice for Historic Farm Days, WITY.